With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In a 216-13 vote, the House approving President Trump's request to claw back some $9 billion for public broadcasting and foreign aid.
Democrats argued that Republican administration's animus regarding foreign aid programs would hurt America's standing in the world. Democrats also contend the GOP stance on this issue would create a vacuum for China to fill. But the White House argues the DOGE cuts would best serve the taxpayer. Officials also say these DOGE cuts would incentivize other nations to do more to address humanitarian crises.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. Syrian government forces had largely pulled out of the southern province of Soueta after days of clashes with militias linked to the Druze minority that threatened to unravel the country's post-war transition. The conflict had drawn airstrikes against Syrian forces by Israel in defense of the Druze before a truce mediated by the U.S. and Turkey. BBC correspondent Tom Bateman.
Washington launched what officials have portrayed as intensive diplomacy, with both countries calling for de-escalation, resulting in a return to apparent calm in the skies, while state media said Syrian government forces were withdrawing from the southwest region of Soueta. Hundreds of people have been killed there since Sunday in sectarian bloodshed unleashed between Bedouin tribes and the Druze minority. The U.S. State Department declined to say whether President Trump had raised his opposition to the Israeli strikes directly with Prime Minister Netanyahu during a phone call the two men held on Thursday.
Authorities in Iraq struggling to identify more than a dozen bodies pulled from the fire in that shopping mall this week. An official says the blaze had started shortly after the structure had opened. This is SRN News. Your pastor needs much more time.
The Barna Group has been researching ways that congregations can make life easier for clergymen, and one thing it has discovered is that work-life balance is a problem. Over 70% of Protestant pastors say it's tough to devote enough time to both their work and their family. Barna advises leaders within the congregation to talk to the pastor about how they can lift a few duties off of him so as to alleviate the work-life stress that may be accruing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Puerto Rico's governor signing a bill that prohibits sex change operations or hormone therapy on kids in that U.S. territory. The law applies to those younger than 21 and calls for 15 years behind bars for any violators, as well as a $50,000 penalty and the revocation of all licenses and permits of the medical staff. This is SRN News. President Trump calling Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to express his frustration over the strike on a Catholic church that killed three people and wounded 10 more. Netanyahu later released a statement saying Israel deeply regrets that a stray ammunition round hit Gaza's Holy Family Church. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce.
In this case, of course, it was an accident. I think that the response from Netanyahu is an appropriate start. Of course, we share condolences to the civilians' deaths at the Roman Catholic Church.
And she adds safety, of course, is paramount.
We have asked that Israel instigate the strike still, of course, and ensure that all civilians, including Christian civilians, remain safe.
The Israeli shell slammed into the compound of the only Catholic church in the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing three people. More details at srnnews.com.